Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 17 minutes now before 5. Congressman Matt Cartwright on the phone. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. How have you been?
Crazy, busy, nutty, the typical stuff in broadcasting, you know. You've been there. Now, Matt,
I've never known you to be nutty, Frank.
Are you in Harrisburg or Washington, or where are you?
No, I'm headed to Washington first thing in the morning, and I understand you're interested in talking about this stormwater.
Right.
Fee.
I called your office and it was your office that informed me that there are big meetings in Harrisburg today, and your office is represented. Is there anything you can tell us about what's going on?
No, not yet on that score. But let me start by saying this. There are voices out there saying that $4.80 a month doesn't amount to much, and I am not one of them. You and I, Frank, I think we belong to the same ethos, and we know there's an awful lot of people out there that are just barely hanging on to their homes, and they are, you know, they're making the choice between eating three meals a day and cutting their pills in half. So when you say that there's a, you know, $60 a year fee being tacked on, that's a big deal. That is the way I see it, and I think you do too, Frank.
Yeah, and our, you know, I keep stressing to everybody that we are not objecting to pollution control. We want a clean river. We want the Chesapeake Bay clean. It's just as you say, an additional tax, an additional fee is just hard, and an unfunded mandate makes it hard to swallow. So what are the possible solutions, Congressman?
Well, you got your finger right on it, Frank, and you took the words right out of my mouth. It is an unfunded mandate, and there are several of them that come out of the federal government. They have high ideals and lofty goals, but they don't want to pay for them in the federal budget. And I oppose those things, and one of them is the stormwater runoff expense. Because what that is, that's the effort to get minerals out of the water that not only foul the Chesapeake Bay, but they foul our own brooks and streams and rivers. Yes, those are important goals, but to put all of the burden of that on the homeowners and the populace of northeastern Pennsylvania is wrong. That's why, and I want to tell you, we've been looking at this. You know, I got on the Appropriations Committee, Frank, and one of the reasons that I worked so hard to get on that committee is that it gives me a say in how the federal money gets spent. I'm happy to tell you that quietly and in the background, we were able to get an additional $73 million into the Chesapeake Bay Restoration Fund last year. And that means that's $73 million that is not paid for by the people in the entire watershed. I know that there are these stormwater fees down near Philadelphia where people are paying as much as, on average, $15 a month. But, you know, these little efforts that we've been making all along have helped to keep it down. But I want to go further than that, and we're going to be focusing on this, you know, as I gain more seniority on these appropriations subcommittees. It does give me more and more of a say, so that I'm going to be pushing hard for much, much more money to go toward the reduction of these minerals going into the water, because the more that the federal government pays for, the less the folks at home have to pay.
Right. And the concern here is that, you know, as you said, it might only be $60, but that's a lot of money. But then the school districts are going to get hit, and then they're going to raise property taxes to pay their stormwater fee. And we've already seen that with Wyoming Valley West. They built in $23,000 in their budget just for stormwater fees and then had to raise property taxes. So people are worried they're going to pay for this two, three, four times, and they want that kind of help. I'm encouraged to know that you're on appropriations and that you're going to do something to get some money to deal with this, Matt.
Yeah, it's hard to sit here and tell you and promise an exact number I can get, but you know that I feel for these folks, and they're just barely hanging on to their homes and struggling enough as it is paying for their school taxes. You know, we're talking about people that haven't had kids in the public school for 50 years. And paying school taxes and having a hard time with it. So when they see this extra $60 a year, that's a really big deal.
Now, we talked to people in the Abington today, Clark Summit, Clark's Green, and South Abington Township, and they said they are upset with the unfunded mandate, but they're going to handle all their stormwater projects themselves with the tax money already coming in. In that case, I think they should get some kind of a reward, a PennVest grant or something, just because they're going the extra mile to help people.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, and I also represent the Abingtons, and we've noticed that they're absorbing that in their regular general fund, in their millage, that is a sign of good economics, good fundamental financial practices, and in these school districts and in these areas. And you're right, that is to be applauded. And it's something that's, enabling these townships to absorb that without additional pain. That's not the case all over. And I also want to say this. There are exemptions, and that's kind of what we're talking about with the meeting down in Harrisburg, is we're looking for anything we can do to delay it. I'm happy to say we're working with Congressman Muser's office. I know he's taken a particular interest in this as well. And Dan and I are pretty good friends and happy to work shoulder to shoulder together on this. I'll be pushing it from the appropriations angle. And he's been pushing hard on DEP to see if they can come up with delay mechanisms or exemptions. But one exemption that I wanted to mention was if you're a township less than, I think it's 900 people, and you can show that the mineral levels in the water are not above a certain threshold, then you will be exempted. And I think, I want to say Warrior Run got exempted for that. So those are things to look into as well. But yeah, we're kind of poking and prodding and looking for any way we can reduce the burden immediately.
Yeah, last point, and I know you're busy and I've been driving your office crazy, but we had the mayor of Wilkes-Barre on. He sent you a letter. Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority sent you a letter asking for meetings. You're going to be in meetings, forever. But one of the things that the Wilkes-Barre mayor said that he is going to talk to a solicitor about, some kind of court action, which may not be necessary, just to put everything in the Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority on hold until they figure out the best way to apply that. So if you're in any of your meetings and that works, that might be something to consider.
Well, we'll keep that in mind. I think that may be a tall order, but I really have enjoyed working with Tony George over the years, and he really does have the best interests of the people at heart, and I hope I do too.
Well, safe trip to Washington. Thanks for talking to us.
You got it, Frank. Be
right.
Well.
I'll see you, Matt. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.